This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush flew to Colorado today, where he spoke with a small group of servicemen and women recently returned from Iraq at a restaurant near Buckley Air Force Base. The president told them he appreciated their sacrifice and their contribution to the global war on terror.
We're doing some hard things. It's hard work to defeat terrorists, kill innocent life to achieve their objective. But we'll succeed. We'll prevail.
Reporters with the president tried to ask him about Secretary of State Rice's plans to go to the Middle East, but the president said he was meeting with her on Sunday. One of the reporters on Air Force One today was NPR's David Green. And, David, this event that the president had today with the service people, how many people was he meeting with, actually?
Well, it was about 10 or so, Robert. It was actually right off an air base in Aurora, Colorado, at a roadside restaurant that advertises its karaoke Tuesdays and two-for-one margaritas. He sat down for lunch, and it appeared, at least in the time that we were inside the room, which was brief, that it was a quiet, somber conversation, and the president, while reporters were still in there, was telling the military personnel he appreciates their service and wanted to thank their families.
Do we know anything of what any of them said to the president?
We don't. It was a typical visit where we were brought in for just the opening, and then the lunch itself was private. We weren't in there to see it.
Now, the rest of the president's agenda in Colorado, I gather, consists of a fundraiser.
It does, yeah. We're actually holding right now at a country club in Englewood, Colorado, and the president is doing a private fundraiser for Rick O'Donnell. He's a Republican who's running for an open congressional seat in the state.
Obviously, you and the other journalists there are interested in Secretary Rice's itinerary later this weekend and beyond. What are we hearing from the White House about this?
Not a whole lot, and the administration has been pretty quiet about offering any details about when and where Secretary Rice would be going. The president's going to be at his ranch in Texas this weekend, then he's going back to the White House a little earlier than he expected to sit down with Secretary Rice and also the Saudi foreign minister. They're coming here to have a conversation that probably will be complicated because I think the Saudis and other Arab partners want more from the United States right now to try to solve this problem.
Back to today's event at the restaurant near Buckley Air Force Base. How often has the president done this? Has he gone to meet with people who've served in Iraq and come back?
He does these pretty routinely, Robert. I wouldn't say every day of every week, but whenever he comes to a military base to give a big speech on a holiday or at another event, he'll spend some time in a mess hall or in another setting meeting with military personnel. Sometimes it's families of personnel who have died in Iraq or Afghanistan, and other times it's members of the military who are about to go or just back, like the ones he saw today.
David, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
St. Pierre's David Green, traveling with President Bush today in Colorado.